You know, none of us really know what tomorrow holds. But praise God, we can know who holds tomorrow. I know that sounds kind of cheesy and kind of corny, but it's true. We know who holds tomorrow. You know, Jesus said, don't take into consideration don't worry about the things of tomorrow. And tomorrow has its own cares. But today, focus on living in today. The moment that we have today. He said, look at the sparrows and look at the flowers. You know, the sparrows, nothing's required of them. They're not out there having to do any work or anything like that. But God provides for them. He provides the food for them. He provides the shelter for them. He said, look at the flowers. You know, Solomon and all his splendor. You know, the things that he was clothed in. Even he was not more beautiful than the flowers. The flowers literally do nothing but stand there and look pretty. And God provides for them. So all of these things, the birds and the flowers that, you know, they're here today and gone tomorrow. You know, sometimes their lives seem of no consequence at all. God takes care of them. How much more does He take care of us? How much more does He love and care about us? How much more does He want us to know that He is holding us in this moment so that we don't have to worry about tomorrow? That when the things of tomorrow come, we'll know just like today that He's there in them. And even if tomorrow doesn't come, He's there with us in the moment. We're not to worry about anything, but to know that He is taking care of it all. Because He loves us. Because He loves us. And He longs to not just be with us, He longs to be in us. To be in our hearts. To be the one that we come to and talk to when we are worried about something, when we are scared about something, because we're still in this flesh body, we still deal with fears. Like we said earlier, no one likes change. The unknown is a scary thing to really all of us, to our flesh, but to our spirit, we know that Jesus is with us. And that to Jesus, the unknown is known. That when we get to the end of our life, we'll see that He was already there. That He was already there in tomorrow. He was already there in the next day. He was already there in the next day. From the moment that we're born to the time that we die, He is there. And we'll see that He was already there writing our story. That He has a plan for our lives. A vision for our lives. And a dream for our lives. And a will for our lives. That if we allow Him, He'll lead us into all of it. Guide us into all of it. And we won't have to worry or be afraid of anything or about anything. Because we'll know that He is there. Before we ever even thought of it, He was there. You know, it's going to be awesome when we're standing in the presence of God and we can look back at the life that we lived and see how many times He really was there. Protecting us, guiding us, keeping us in His hands, in His arms. Oh, it's awesome and it's exciting. You know, every day that we get to where we're going, that is a blessing. Every day that we can wake up and take in that first breath, that is a blessing. We don't realize how many times during the night God stopped the hand of the enemy. Or how many times during that drive God stopped the hand of the enemy. We don't know. We know that He is. And we'll look back and see that He is ever present. Always here. Always watching over us. Because He loves us. And we didn't have to do anything to earn that love. And that's why we can say that kind of love kind of is reckless. Because we didn't do anything to earn it. But it's there anyway. Worship the Lord with me. For a spoken word you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, 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 oh. When I was your foe, still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down fast till I'm boundless and I need not. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't stare down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't run, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't stare down, coming after me. There's no shadow. Chases me down. Oh, it chases me down fast till I'm found, leaves 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Thank you, Jesus. Give God a hand clap of praise. No shadow he won't light up, or mountain that he won't climb up, coming after me. No wall he won't kick down, no lie he won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, hallelujah. He's kicking walls down for us, y'all. He's tearing lies down. He's climbing up mountains. He's leveling mountains for us. That's the kind of love that God has. Lights up every shadow. All of this just coming after me. You know, in Psalms 23, you know, when the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy are coming after me all the days of my life. You know, it's, The translation there is a little weak. You know, if you fully translate it out, it's before you fully translate it, you know, it's like, yeah, your goodness and your mercy, yeah, they're coming after me. That's cool and all and everything. But when you translate that out fully, it says, surely the goodness, mercy, and love of God is chasing after me all of the days of my life. It's chasing after me. Not just following me around, not just saying, hey, here I am. No, it's chasing me. Everywhere that I go, everything that I do, the mercy and goodness and love of God are still chasing after me, still drawing me. Even if I choose not to listen to him, he is still chasing after me. He never stops. Never stops chasing. Never stops believing. Never stops loving. Never stops coming. That's the kind of love that God has. That's the kind of God that we serve. Chasing after us all the days of our life. There's nowhere that I can go to hide from the goodness of God. There's nowhere that I can go to hide from God. Even Jonah, when he was down in the whale, was still being chased by the goodness of God. God was still chasing after him. Jonah wasn't kidding anybody. He wasn't hiding from anybody. The only person he was kidding and hiding from was himself. Because God was still there. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise. I'm so glad that he's more faithful than I am. So glad that he's more faithful than I am. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate y'all so much. God is so good. Amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God does love us recklessly? Aren't you glad that there's nothing we can do that be separate ourselves from the love of God? God loves you eternally and everlasting. Amen? And his mercies are new every morning. This is a new morning. This is a day for the mercies of God. Brother Donnie come and whispered in my ear what the Spirit of God was speaking to him about the what God wanted to do in this service. And I agree with him completely and totally. And then Brother Corey sung that song, and it goes right along with what's on my heart, especially that one verse. God wants to take care of the mountains. He wants to take care of the walls, of the prison walls in our life. He wants to take every lie and let it be burned up by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. So if there's any lie in your life, there's any lie in my life, today's the day for it to be revealed. Amen. If there's any mountain that's blocking the things in the pathway, the goodness of God, today's the day for it to be cast into the sea. Amen. And so be expecting, be looking. Don't let your situation determine your tomorrow. Your situation is just an opportunity for what God can do and work in and through. Amen. To show his glory. to show his possibility. If you would open up your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 18, and have two openings in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. In the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. And I tell you what, we'll read the verses and stuff, and then I'll give you the title of the sermon that the Lord give me. You and I, we've got to recognize and realize that the devil wants to do anything and everything he can to offend you, to offend me. Because if he can offend us, he can get us in a place and a position where the lie gets bigger. The mountain gets bigger. The place of separation gets stronger. And you and I, as we look and we see all the things that's happening, and we understand that the trying of our faith, it worketh patience. It bringeth forth great things. And there's a fiery trial that's going to happen in your life and my life. But we've got to hold on to what God is wanting to do. Amen? And so this morning I want you to understand that you may not agree with this till we get done with this, but your ability to offend and my ability to offend, my ability to receive offense, your ability to receive offense, it's a choice. It's not a result of our condition. It's a choice. And so you hold on to that. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. Look what the Word of God says. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
A brother offended, now mark it down, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Now think about that. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Now think about that song that Brother Corey led us in worship. All right, Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1. Well, we've got to read the first five verses to get to verse 6. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison, remember the castle that we just read about in Proverbs 18. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and he said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again, mark it down in your mind's eye, those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Verse number 6. And blessed is he, she, no gender intended, blessed is the person, whosoever shall not be offended, who shall not be offended in me. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this service, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in this service, Lord. Give us the ability to still our minds, Lord, whatever runs through our minds in this world.
Yes.
Let it all fall at the feet of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Give us the ability to understand what's going on in our flesh so we can fight it off.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the strength and understanding, Lord, accepting your will, have your way, Lord.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. You may be seated. Thank you all for honoring the Word. This week, as I was praying in the Spirit, this thought kept coming to me. Offended and rear-ended. Offended and rear-ended. Because, see, you and I as Christians, you and I, we are to be looking to the author and the finisher of our faith. We're to be looking to Jesus Christ. Amen? And as we look to Jesus Christ, we have a promise that He's going to take us through this world all the way until the eternity. He's going to take us to quote-unquote heaven. Amen? We have a place to go. He's got a place prepared for each one of us. It's got your name written on it. Amen? It's got my name written on it. He prepared it for us where it just fits you. It just fits me. That's how much Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. He said that, well, I'm going to go back to the Father in John chapter 14, and I'm going to prepare a place, an abode just for you, just for me. And he said, I want you to live out of that abode while you're on this earth, looking for it to the eternity. But as you and I are trying to get to that place, we've got to recognize and realize that the devil wants to get you and I in a place where we're offended. We're offended by what the preacher said, what the Sunday school teacher said. We're offended by what our brother and sister said. We're offended by somebody where we'll have an excuse, we'll have a reason to stay out of the house of God. We'll have a reason not to pick up this Bible. We'll have a reason not to pray to the one who loved us enough to send Jesus to die for us. The devil wants you and I to have somebody to place blame on. Amen? And so, I want you to, the reason why this title come was because as you and I are supposed to be looking toward Jesus, the Lord led me to look up this statistic. According to the National Highway Traffic Association, last year, out of all of the accidents in the United States, 60% of them were rear-enders. Some 2.5 million accidents happened because somebody wasn't looking where they were going. Now, that's what the devil wants to do to you today. That's what the devil wants to do to me. Get my eyes off of where I'm going, because he wants me to collide with what the devil would place in my path. But if I look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of my faith, I have a confidence, I have a promise that he's going to take me all the way through. Amen? So let's look at some things that will help us. In Proverbs chapter 18, notice what it said. It said, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Now, offense is going to come, Jesus said. But you and I, we've got to choose what we're going to do with the opportunity to be offended or the opportunity to offend someone else. And so we've got to choose, and we've got to choose wisely. The Bible says choose life, not death. Choose blessing, not cursing. Amen? And so he said, notice that their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Now, it's so interesting. That castle, it means a citadel that is elevated high. And it means a fortified place that protects the city. But it also means a place that can be turned into a prison. Now, remember John, there in Matthew chapter 11, he was in prison. He wasn't in prison for any of his own doing. He was in prison because he preached the Word of God. Because he went and he stood between man and the devil. He stood between man and lie. He stood between man and sin. And he said what was right. And he condemned what was wrong. But we've got to look at the spiritual aspect of this and not just look at the physical aspect. The spiritual aspect was that he became offended in what had happened. And so, yes, physically he was in a prison, but spiritually he was bound up by what Jesus had said. He was bound up by what had happened to him as he tried to do what the Lord told him to do. I don't know about you, but the more that I try to do what the Lord will have me to do, the more hell I meet. Why should we expect anything else? Because if we're in the will of God, we're on the devil's radar. Amen? But it's all worth it. Everything that we do is worth it. So let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Let's look at this again. Now notice, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and he said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, John knows the answer to that. Remember John in John chapter 1, verse 29, I think it is, for instance, he said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. So he knew who Jesus was, and Jesus reminded him of the prophecy of what the Christ would do. Raise the dead, heal the lepers, all of these things that you and I just read. And so John knew that. But when you and I get in trouble, when we get under pressure, if we're not careful, when things don't go the way that we think that they're going to go, that's when the devil comes in to try to bring offense. Now, we can all stop right now and we can all share with each other everything that is wrong in our life right now, and we could have a great big pity party. And we can leave here and worship them when we come. We could be crying and discouraged and hopeless. But what we want to do is we want to do like what Jesus told John. He said, look to what's happening around you through Jesus.
Amen.
There may be a lot of things that's happening around your life that's not what you think that they should be. But our God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, He can work through any situation, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how hard it looks, no matter what the odds are against you, you and Jesus make a majority. Amen? So we don't want to be offended and rear-ended. We want to keep looking to the Lord, and we want to hold on to what He would say. So this morning, I want you to note three things that Jesus said. Jesus said, you've got to be careful what you hear. You've got to be careful how you hear it. And then you've got to hear Jesus and be blessed. If you'll hear Jesus and do what He says, you'll be blessed no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Amen? So let's break those things down. Turn with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 4. And look what Jesus says in verse number 23. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus said, if any man, no gender intended, and if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl have ears to hear, let them hear. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you to make this confession with me. I have a hearing ear.
I have a hearing ear.
Yes, amen. You know why? Because God said, I made the seeing eye and I made the hearing ear. Amen. And when God makes it, He makes it where you can see, where you can hear, where you can receive. Amen. So here we are this morning. We're in the place, we're in the position to be able to hear. But here's what we've got to do. Verse 24. And He, Jesus, said unto them, take heed what? Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, what measure you use, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that you hear shall more be given. So I have got to make a conscious decision every moment of my life, take heed to what I hear. Because right now, you know, I've used the analogy several times. I used to bring my little ham radio in here, but you can turn a radio to any dial. You can turn a TV to any channel. You can turn a shortwave radio to any frequency, and you can pick up things that's going on right now in this room that your ears are not hearing, that my ears are not hearing. So we've got to make a choice to tune into the things of the Lord and to tune out the things of the devil, the things of the world. Amen? We've got to make that conscious decision, because here's what's going to happen. In my life, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. Every time that God was getting ready to give me some kind of word, some kind of instruction that was truth. Remember, Jesus said it's the truth that makes you free. Amen? And so when the Lord was getting ready to do that, the devil would always bring a distraction in my life. He'll bring a distraction in your life. He'll try to get you to hear something else. But Jesus said, take heed what you hear. In other words, you can tell. James said, hey, sweet water comes out of a sweet well. Bitter water comes out of a bitter well. It doesn't take a genius to know which one to choose to drink. Amen? We're going to choose the sweet water. So what we've got to do is do what Jesus has said. I've got to take heed to what I hear. I've got to choose wisely. I've got to line up what I just heard by the Spirit of God that's in me. See, when you got saved, when I got saved, the Holy Ghost come inside of your spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. And Jesus said, you'll know that truth. You'll know what's right. You'll know what's wrong. But I don't know about you, sometimes I've still chose the wrong word. But He's giving me an admonition here. He's telling me what to do. And if I'll do what He says, it's going to change my life. It's going to change your life. So here we are, and He says, take heed to what you hear, because with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured. Come on, it shall be measured unto you, unto you that you hear shall more be given. So the more that I hear Jesus and I say yes, the more that He's going to talk to me. Because Jesus, He made this statement. He said, don't cast your pearl before swine. Now, See, somebody could get offended to that and say, well, the preacher called me a swine. No, I didn't. Jesus said, precious is the Word of God. It's the most precious thing in the whole universe because it comes by the blood. Amen? And so the Word is precious. So I want to what? I want to hold that Word and I want to honor that Word and I want to give it to where it needs to be received. And Jesus is going to do the very same thing. See, sometimes you and I, we're praying about something. God's not going to give us a word about that because that's not the most important thing. There's something, there's a root that needs to be dealt with before we get to the most important thing that we think it is. God knows what the most important thing is. Amen? So we want to take heed to what we hear. And we, just because it's not what we want to hear, if it's what the Spirit of God is speaking into our spirit, we need to grab it and run with it. Amen? Nothing else is more important. So, what does the Lord want to speak to me today? What does He want to speak to you today? We need to tell Him, say, Lord, I'm available. I'm ready. I want to hear what You have to say. I'm tired of trying to figure out my life, my relationships, my future on my own. I need truth.
Amen.
And if we'll be honest with Him, He's going to be honest with us. Amen? He's going to drop that in your spirit, and it's going to be the seed that's going to bring the faith for you to be able to receive what you've been looking for, what I've been looking for. Amen? Okay, so he said, take heed what you hear. Let's go to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 8. He said, take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. Luke chapter 8, verse number 18. Luke 8, 18. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. Mark it down in your mind's eye. Highlight it in your Bible. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Boy, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? See, I can think I have a lot of things. But if it's words from the world, if it's words of the flesh, if it's words from the devil, the things even though that I seem that I have, I'm going to lose. But Jesus said that if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul, what's it worth? The Lord wants to, He wants you to know that He came to ransom, to buy back your soul, my soul, from the devil. He wants us to know that He loves us that much. But we've got to take heed to what we hear, and we've got to take heed to how we hear it. Now, if I'm not going to be offended this morning, if I'm not going to be offended every day of my life, I've got to learn how to hear by the Spirit of God. Because trust me, you know as well as I do, as you meet people in this world, there's many things that's said. And sometimes people speak, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just talking. But the devil is using them. You and I were either a vessel of the Lord or a vessel of the devil. But here's the thing, the devil can never trip you up. The devil can never trip me up unless we allow him to. Because once again, it's not a condition that's inflicted upon us. It's a choice whether I choose to be offended or not. Yes. It's just like the joy of the Lord. That is your strength. That's my strength. But I can choose to walk in it, or I can choose to allow my external situations to determine whether I'm happy or not. Happiness is a fleeting thing. Joy is an eternal thing. Amen? So here Jesus says, He said, take heed, therefore, how ye hear. In what way? In what way? Now, the Lord is warning us this morning to be in a place and a position where the enemy doesn't get his fiery darts in us. Because you've got a shield of faith. I've got a shield of faith, but we've got to hold it up. And that shield of faith comes by the Word of God. Amen? And if we'll hold it up, it said that shield of faith will quench all, not some, but all the fiery darts, the fiery missiles, the explosive missiles of the devil. Amen? So I have to take heed to what I hear, but I have to take heed to how I hear it. Because a lot of times Donna has said things to me, and I heard it other than what she meant it. You ever been there? And oh boy, the argument's on. And she says, I didn't mean it that way. But I heard it that way. And this morning, the Spirit of God is wanting to deal with hurts in people's lives this morning. Because when you're hurt, you hear things according to how you've been hurt. The Spirit of God is wanting to deal so tenderly. And He's wanting to take people up in His arms and let you hear the heartbeat of Jesus and change every hurt that's in your life and bring truth to empower you to be healed where you'll never have to deal with this in this manner again. Amen? He's so real. He's standing right in the midst of this congregation. You say, do you see Him? No, I don't see Him, but I feel Him. And I know you do too. Amen? I feel Him. Take heed to what you hear. Take heed to how you hear it. See, everything that we hear, whether we know it or not, you will eventually say it. That's how babies learn. Right? That's why here's a little boy, and he's going to talk like his daddy or his granddaddy. He's going to talk like whoever he's closest to. You hear a little girl, she says what she has heard, you know, in her home from her mom or dad, from somebody that she's looking up to. So here we are this morning. We need to learn how to talk what the Lord is saying. We need to say it. But if I keep saying what I'm feeling externally, if I keep talking about what I'm going through, and I that's going to become all I can think about. And it's going to guide and direct my life. And I will eventually be rear-ended because I'll get my eyes off of Jesus and I'll get my eyes on my hurt, on my struggle, on my pain. Amen? We're in verse 18. Drop down to verse 36. Jesus just had just cast the devil out of a man. And, well, let's read verse 35 first. Verse 35. Luke 8:35. Then they went to see what was done, and they came to Jesus, and they found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. This man was totally under the influence of demons. He couldn't do anything. He was bound. They'd bind him with chains, and he had supernatural power. He would break the chains. He would cut himself, moaning and groaning, miserable existence. But now, because he met Jesus, he's sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. Amen? Now notice, here's why we came here, verse 36. They also which saw it told them by what means. Now mark that word down. Told them by what means he was possessed of the devil, was healed. And that word, by what means, it's the same Greek word here in Luke 8:18. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Pause in the Greek. It's the same word. Now, Jesus is tying these two things together. What's he saying? He's saying, that man heard my words. He heard my voice. And he listened to it. And now, the things that was tormenting him, the things that was binding him, now he is able to sit at my feet and be clothed and be in his right mind. See, there's areas in my life that I want the Lord Jesus Christ, I want him to tell me the truth about. I don't understand why things are happening in certain areas. I don't understand why this problem, this struggle, why it seems like the devil has the upper hand. I want to sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen? I want to take heed to what he's saying. I want to take heed to how he's saying it. And I want to be able to understand and not be offended. Because these men that were taking care of the swine, they were offended because Jesus cost them some money. What do I want to hear this morning? Am I interested in the temporal or am I interested in the eternal? We're interested in the eternal, amen? And God will take care of us in the temporal. Go with me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Look at verse number 61. John 6:61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. Now let's stop right there just for a second. His disciples murmured at it. Now what is his disciples murmuring about? They're murmuring because Jesus just made this statement that they didn't understand. He said, if you don't eat of my body and drink of my blood, you shall in no wise have a part of the kingdom of God. Of course, you and I on this side of the cross, we know what he's talking about. He's talking about partaking of the Passover, taking communion, receiving communion of life. We understand that. They didn't understand that. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doeth this offend you? They were offended at the instruction that Jesus was giving that was going to change their life. Now let's think about it this morning. You and I, we're here in this sanctuary this morning. We're before God and the holy angels. We have the Spirit of God lifting up Jesus before us. And the Spirit of God is going to talk to each and every one of us. The question is, am I going to listen to Him or am I going to let what He says offend me? Because when Jesus talks to you, when He talks to me, it always challenges the flesh. Your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so I've got to make a choice today. I may hear something in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost talking about that is coming through from God by Jesus that challenges me. That's what these disciples, that challenged them. And sadly, look at verse 66, talking about those disciples. John 6:66. From that time, many of his, of Jesus' disciples, went back and walked no more with him. I firmly believe with all of my heart, every time we come together, there's an opportunity for the miraculous. Because in this word, every time I seen where Jesus was and there was a need, there was a miracle possibility. So you're here this morning and you have needs. I'm here this morning and I have needs. But the need maker is here. Jesus in Isaiah 9:6 is named Wonderful. And remember, Wonderful is from the Hebrew word pela, which means miracle. So you're in a place this morning of a miracle. I'm in a place this morning of a miracle. All I've got to do is take heed to what I hear and how I hear. And if I'll honor that word, what I hear, then the miracles of God can take place in my life.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Now let's see something. Go with me to the gospel, the Epistle of James. James chapter 1, verse number 21 says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. And we're not talking about being saved, born again here. We're talking about your mind, your soul. This soul here is your mind, will, and emotions. Talking about you being able to be lifted up above the limitations of the enemy. And it comes by receiving the word. You have to receive the word. I have to receive the word. You can't receive it from me. I can't receive it for you. But he said, receive that engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Now notice, how do we do that? Verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So this morning, I've got an opportunity. I'm in a place of miracles. Because Jesus is that place, and I'm in the presence of the Lord and all the holy angels. Whether I can see them or not, I can feel them. And by faith, I know that Jesus said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you always. So I know that you brought Jesus here, I brought him here. And so here we are this morning. We need to do what he tells us to do. If I'll receive the word of God that he speaks to me, and I will do it, he said it would save my soul. It'll change my whole life. Amen? That's where the true blessing is. See, Jesus was on his way to Calvary. And this woman looked at Jesus and she said, blessed is your mama because she lets you nurse from her. And Jesus said, no. Rather is he or she, boy or girl, man or woman, that hears my Father's word and keeps it. That's the person that is blessed. That word blessed means to be supremely blessed. Amen? So this morning, you and I, we have an opportunity to be supremely blessed. Revelation 1:3, we'll close. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he or she that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Just another witness to hearing the word of God. He said you would be blessed. You'd be supremely blessed. So what we want to do this morning, we want to steel our minds, and we want to expect the Lord to talk to us by the Spirit of God. And so what we're going to do in the name of Jesus, we say every hindering voice, every outside voice, every hindering spirit be bound in Jesus' name. And we say, Lord, you made my hearing ear. I'm not talking about my flesh ear. I'm talking about my spiritual ear. Lord, you speak to me. You said that your sheep know your voice, and another they will not follow. So I don't have to worry about hearing something false or following something false. I know I'm going to hear from the Almighty God. And I need some help this morning, Lord. I need a miracle. I need some mountains to be pushed down. I need some prison doors to be opened. I need some things to happen because I'm honest with you. I'm going to admit to you that I'm offended about some things this morning, Lord. And you said, when I confess my faults, that I would be healed. And as we do these things, the Spirit of God is going to speak to you, and you're going to be able to be in the place to hear and to respond and to be blessed. To be blessed. Amen? You're not going to leave here the way you come. You're going to have liberty, you're going to have victory, you're going to have freedom in your life. If you'll just hear, receive, respond. Amen? Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as humbly as I can, I come to you, Father, and I tell you that I have been and I am offended in different areas, things that I haven't understood. And those areas where I was offended, it has been an open door for the devil to torment my mind. For the devil to hinder my liberty, my freedom. For the devil to lie to me and to keep me in a place of bondage. Because you said if I knew the truth would make me free. But that means if I'm knowing a lie, then I'm in that place of prison. And so I asked you right now that you would speak to me. Because I've done made confession. I make confession before you. And I ask that you would speak a word of truth to me that will cause every lie to be revealed, every mountain to be dissolved, every shadow to be enlightened, and let me come to that place where I can receive victory and freedom and liberty, because you are the one who makes free. We ask you, Father, that you touch us, draw us, make us wiser than the enemy. Let us feel that tug on our heart and know for sure that it's your voice talking to us. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name. Would you come this morning, make yourself an altar, pray to the Lord, and let us pray with you. Let the Lord do a work in your life. He wants you to leave here so free that your feet aren't even touching the ground, that you have so much liberty and so much joy that there's not one thing that the enemy can do to offend you, to hinder you, to limit you. So remember, Jesus said you're supremely blessed when you hear the word, but you have to do it. You have to act upon it. It's no accident that you're here this morning. It's no accident. God planned everything out because He loves you. He loves me that much. You need me. I need you. We need each other, but mostly we need the Lord. Amen? And the Lord wants to put us together to be able to do His work in these last days. Hallelujah.